مني محتاجين لبعض محتاجين لبعض لو لفينا الأرض بالطول لو بالعرض لو لفينا الأرض بالطول لو بالعرض مش هلاقي زيك ولا تلاقي زي في الكون أي حد
Wow, that was super groovy.
I was eating that up. Don't know what it was. I should have Shazammed it. Anyway, hey. Colin's not here yet, but I figured I would just start and do the PSA and everything so we can keep the ball rolling. But hello, everyone. It's me, Kate. Soon to be joined by Colin, and this is Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park. That's what's up, and it's our last show of the semester, no! But it's okay, we still have one more season. So, yep, don't be too sad yet. But, yeah, we didn't really have we could have thought of a theme, but I was like, let's just not, like, because I don't know. I was like, let's just do, like, whatever we want. Like, just like, okay, sorry if that's boring, but I don't know. We're just like, let's just play, like, I don't know, just kind of, like, to wrap up. Obviously, last show was, like, Wrapped, but that was more, like, you know, specific to Spotify Wrapped. Now it's more just, like, wrapping up everything, like the year, the semester, you know, just I don't really know, but just like kind of play some songs that have been in our lives. Don't listen to me. Okay, whatever, I'm just gonna do the PSA. Maybe Colin will be here when I'm done. Doubtful. Anyway,
do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
No, he's still not here. But it's okay. I forgive him. Well, I'm gonna, like, low-key play a song, but, because I don't really have too much to say, but I guess, actually, I kind of want to switch my song out, though. So, I'm having a really hard time. I really want to play a song by this artist, Nourished by Time, but I have literally switched which song I'm gonna play by him, like, twice already, but I think I'm gonna change it again and play this one, because it's just the one in my head right now. But he put out an album this year called The Passionate Ones. It was from August, the end of August. And I was listening to it. I forget how I found him, but he probably just comes on like my radios because they know that I would like it. And I mean, you can let me know what you think after you hear
this song, but like I totally thought he was British or like from like somewhere in the UK or something. I don't know. I totally thought, because his voice is so interesting. But well, let's just hear the song, and then when we come back, I'll tell you where he's actually from, and it'll be, well, I guess now you know he's not British, but all right. Well, it's fine. Okay, this is Automatic Love by Nourished by Time, and maybe then Colin will be here. Oh, no, sorry. You can't hear it, but it's still playing. Wait, is that mic 3?
Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry, my bad. It wasn't on. Oops.
Wait, I've been out this whole time. Just kidding. I just got here.
Yeah, guys,
I got here 2 minutes ago.
Guess how freaking perfect this worked out. So he did show up, and
And it was...
Well, you knew I was going to show up.
No, I know. Oh. I said, I just was like, I'm just going to play a song, and he'll probably be here when it's over. But he, you weren't aware of the conversation I was having with the
yourself.
Microphone.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, because I was explaining how I listened to this album, and I was trying to pick which song from it I wanted to play, and... just how, when I was first listening to him, I totally thought he was British or, like, UK or something of some sort. And Colin comes in and is like, starts hearing the song, and after a little bit, he's like, oh, is he...
Well, I was like, is he American?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
And then he just said, you think he might be Aussie.
Yeah.
But, you guys, the big reveal is that he's from Baltimore.
Oh.
He's totally American and totally from Maryland and not European at all or Australian or anything. So I don't know why his voice sounds like that, but it's cool, I guess. Like, I don't know if he's, like, forcing it or if that's just what is natural to him, but...
Sometimes people just do things.
Yeah, he's just being creative. But, yeah. Anyway, so that's the big reveal. Hope that
that's cool.
That
I wonder
was
if
crazy.
He knows, mom and dad.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're from Baltimore.
Born and raised.
I wonder if he knows you.
Maybe. Maybe he's heard of me before. But
just kidding. That's stupid.
He's pretty cool though. So you should check out his new album. Well, not new, but his album from this year. What's it called?
Automatic Love.
No.
Passionate
Ones, yeah. And I think also our WBC music team just made their, like, ranking of the best albums.
Was it on there?
I think it was on there.
What
yeah.
was number one?
Getting Killed, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. I thought they were going to...
Because everyone...
It's on everyone's
list. It's on everyone's list. Like, you... It's just, like, it's you can't not put it
Did you see
there.
That? I mean, I don't know how much weight you give to Pitchfork mm-hmm. nowadays, but they put Bleeds. Bleeds and Getting Killed were the two biggest indie rock albums of the year.
I
right?
would agree with
yeah,
that.
Like, that's
to
like,
me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think like...
In general.
In general.
Yeah.
In terms of like the hype.
Right.
I mean, I think... But
there was some others, but they were definitely like...
Well, yeah, the most hyped.
Like definitely Geese, though, I think.
Well... Geese definitely had more traction, I think. They got more radio play.
Probably.
And, like, more streams.
Well, Elderberry Wine got played
True.
A lot, actually. Before the album, had, like, when it was just a single.
But I was going to say, Pitchfork put Bleeds above Getting Killed
wow.
on their top 10. Your
wow.
end of the year list.
I think some people say that.
Some people say that. I honestly don't say that.
I don't say that. Getting Killed is it's just so
yeah
like
I might like Wednesday more as a band, but this year I think Getting Killed is better than Bleeds.
Yeah,
I think yeah
well
yeah I don't know,
crazy battle of two bands that aren't that similar but everyone loves
everyone
to compare.
Compares them because they had this year, they shared this year together,
yeah,
so
and they both
they,
just have like a guy that's like recognizable, like everyone now knows MJ Linderman and everyone
true.
Knows Cameron Winter, like they're making names for themselves, and then it's like oh well they're also in this band,
they have their guys being fun guys.
Is MJ Linderman that fun?
No, like that's just kind of his whole thing, actually.
He's kind of like weird. He kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't really like. I feel like he doesn't have
his
a personality.
Like his like shtick is that he just like, I don't know. He just talks really slow and like. Doesn't
I've never really,
really.
I need to watch like an interview
oh,
with
really?
Him because I've watched a lot of Cameron Winter interviews and he's hilarious. Like, he.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just hyping up Cameron Winter because I'm in love with him.
Because what?
I'm in
no,
love.
No,
with
no,
him.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, sorry. You made me repeat myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, but. Point being that, what was the point?
We can go on and on about. Wait, we've only played one song and it's 5:15. Oh, we have plenty of time.
I know, but yeah, and I already did. Yeah, whatever. Okay, well, we'll keep it moving. I forget like how we got to that. I think I had an original point.
I'm talking about this year. Oh, because I asked you what you said that the Passionate Ones.
Oh,
was
they ranked
in WMC's year end list. Wait, when did that get? Did that come out, get published, or did you just see it?
It didn't get on, it's not on Instagram, but it's in the Slack.
Oh. I see.
And it's, yeah, whatever. I'm sure they'll make, like, a more official post about it, though. But, yeah, it's always fun to see what the people say. And it's fun to see that everyone... It's just, like, you can't not like getting killed. Or, like, you can not like it, but you have to still admit that it's, like, really... It's exciting. Yeah. Like, it's something...
Alexa, if you're listening, just... You hear that? Because she doesn't care for it.
Mm.
She said, I mean...
And that's fine.
Well, she doesn't really care for his voice.
I understand that. I think it's the same thing could be said about so many bands, like Smashing Pumpkins or The Smiths. Like, guys have weird voices, girls have weird voices, like, and you either just like it or you don't, I think. But
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Well, I know we gotta eventually play another song. It's okay.
At some point.
I don't think Eli listens to the show, but my friend Eli was, like, literally in October, middle of October, we were talking about getting killed, and he's like, nah, I don't get the hype. And I was like, all right, just give it another listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, next time I saw him, he's like, wait, this is so good. I've been listening to this all day. Like, and I'm like, dude, all it took was one more listen.
I think literally two listens. Actually, I was hooked on the first listen. Well, it took you.
No, I thought it was good. I didn't get the full hype. I was like, it's good, but I don't know. We've run that point into the ground. I've definitely said my original reaction about getting killed.
We just can't stop talking about geese, because nobody can stop talking about geese.
Well,
Dijon just talked about geese.
No, I think I keep seeing that post. Mm-hmm. Like
Dijon.
I was saying media outlets and like smaller music like magazines are like, why can nobody shut up about geese? Why?
It's really interesting, actually. Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen something like this before, like where it's just like they just like everyone is just like okay, not everyone.
Yeah, no, it's cool to see a rock band like get a lot of traction.
Yeah.
Like a young rock band get a lot of traction.
Yeah, they're so young. They're our age, pretty much.
Yeah, it seems like something anachronistic to this era of music. Like, this doesn't really happen in the streaming era. It seems like
I would agree. It feels like we're in like the 80s or something, it's like, oh, everyone's buying their record,
right?
Which isn't true, but
that's my take. Is that this hasn't really happened with a band, like,
because it's also a slow thing at the same time, because it's like now what happens is an artist will have one viral TikTok song and they have 50 million listeners on Spotify, and it's like they're doing it like the organic way.
And there's a bunch of people saying that they, you know,
well,
his dad has like ad connections in the advertising, so I mean, but who, I mean, I, whatever, they, I don't really, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I'm sure he's probably got them that Apple ad placement, and then and they also were in a Microsoft commercial.
Bruh. Selling out.
Well, right.
I'm just kidding.
Is that selling out? Yeah, I don't like when my songs
selling out. Or
I don't like when
in.
My favorite songs are used in ads.
Yeah, I same.
I just like.
It throws me off, bro. It would throw me off so much when I think it was the NFL in their little like commercial break thing played Turnstile. I was like, what the hell? Like,
oh yeah.
Or no, maybe Turnstile's in another ad too, but it's just like, it's so crazy. It's like, who? But I guess there's people like you and me. Someone has to put the music in, and there's probably people like music.
Yeah, they hire young cool people,
and they're like, put a cool song in here.
Yeah,
anyway, okay, we need to play another song.
Okay, we can talk about that later.
Next up,
why don't we just start a talk show? An only talk show.
Everyone would love.
They would
that.
Love to listen to us for just make no points.
Just beat the dead horse into the ground.
Wait,
just.
We could call a show called The Dead Horse.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, speaking of animals, this next song is actually the next two songs. You're gonna hear Hartsdale Hotbox by Frog, and then Turkey Vultures by Wednesday.
Thank you. something strange out of King James. The air had changed, it wasn't the same. High school dames, you long the fame. You changed their names, moved to Queens. Put all these dames out in the flames. Cause downtown claim a charter remains. Moving along now on the strange from all the shame. Running was good. I'm chilling outside.
Thank you.
Surprise attack for any Morrissey haters out there. Which, at the end of the day, we're all Morrissey haters.
Yeah.
But you can be a Smiths enjoyer, but still be a Morrissey hater. No, I mean, bigotry aside.
I think you can. Oh, I don't know if I've ever yawned on air before. Oh. Hmm. What does that say?
Do you think Morrissey's a bigot? I mean,
I think we've had this conversation
on air
I
before.
don't really want to have it right now.
Oh, fine.
Because I don't know. I need to do more research into the situation. I just know that, like, he's bad, but I don't. And I think he said bad things, but I don't really know. And I, whatever. Anyway, that was The Hand That Rocks the Cradle by The Smiths from The Smiths. We were just discussing their discography, and I don't really have anything else to say, though.
I think the Smiths' self-titled album is better than The Queen Is Dead. But I don't know. I don't really know if that's a hot take. Like, I don't really know.
I think The Queen Is Dead is their
like
most
the
popular
consensus.
But I don't know if that means people think it's the best.
Yeah.
IDK.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know, but think self-titled is better.
Well, now
I
we
hate
know.
When I don't like saying self-titled because like I wish they just named with like Playboi Carti.
He has a self-titled one.
Yeah, and people are just like, oh, self-titled, so good, so good. And then it's just like I feel like Anthony Fantano when I have to say that.
Like when you say trap.
When this track and this record, I know I say that like unconsciously now because, you know, I used to watch his reviews. He's really annoying, but
not even his takes, just like the way that he is.
No, yeah, he's just a little weird.
He's
but,
just a little
and
special.
And he has weird takes too.
Yeah, and that.
But he trained a generation a generation of people to that
the
use
worst
that
people
use
you know.
That vocabulary to talk about music, and then it just like kind of stuck. I don't know.
But what else are you supposed to call it besides
a
self-titled?
Song and an album?
No, self-titled.
Oh, self-titled. Oh, well, that's a good point.
That's not really like a...
You just call like, it the Smiths. Like, the Smiths album, The Smiths.
That's like...
But
that's
a
weird
that's
too.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like, I was just talking about 21 Pilots the other day, and, like, I said self-titled, and I don't know. But you know what would be funny? Has anyone ever, like, actually named their album self-titled? Like, the words
oh,
self-titled?
That would be a good one.
That's kind of funny.
You should do it.
When I drop my album, I'll call it that. And... Sorry, before that you heard Turkey Vultures from Wednesday, and before that was Heartsteel Hotbox by Frog. Coming up next, you're going to hear this song I found on TikTok. Loser alert. I just get ads from these random bands,
just means
and every once in a while
the Chinese government
just
wanted
fire.
You to find that song.
Mm, true.
Good thing. I can say that on digital, but the FCC would stop me if I said that on FM.
That's the pro of never moving up in life. This is going to be God's a Different Sword by Folk B-Word Trio, which I...
Oh, you I, can... Wait, oh, yeah, you still can't say that on air.
I don't know. I'll just not say it.
Yeah. Good job.
Thanks. And then after that, it will be... Whiskey in My Whiskey by... Oh, is this the Felice Brothers? They do Frankie's Gun.
Yeah. You don't like that.
I like it. I just don't love it.
You don't like
it
because I like it. I liked it too much that one time.
Yeah.
I know.
But that's what you'll hear. And you know what? Maybe we'll just do three again because that's just the vibe of right now. So maybe you'll probably also be hearing NYC by Interpol after that. So, yep. Enjoy.
Nice.
Oh.
Am I lucky or am I just sane? Have I been walking around in circles, always fumbling your name? Heard it quiet at the bottom of my drawer, a heavy conversation that I started to ignore. Here I go, just one more. If I left it just a little while, would questions turn to answers in a neat little pile? Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sword. Here I go, just one for my brain. Can't deny it, my body keeps score, but if you tell me that you need it, I can get up off my floor. Here I go. Just one. Is written out on my Sunday dinner plate. Could I be good on my own accord? Well, heaven knows I need it, but God's a different sort. Here I go, just one.
That was NYC New York Cares by Interpol.
New York Cares.
Yep. And before that was Whiskey in My Whiskey by the Felice Brothers. And before that was God's a Different Sword by Folk B-Word Trio. And we're running out of time here, as we always do, somehow, even though I, whatever.
So wait, does that mean we just have to let it play out?
I think so. I think we should say goodbye now. And low-key, we can't even fit all these songs. I can... Do you want to take one of your songs out, or should I take my song out?
No, wait, we can take the next one out.
Okay.
And just play the last two.
Okay. Good, because I really wanted this one. I really wanted to play my song, so I appreciate you sacrificing. But wait, oh my god, last show.
Oh my gosh.
Till next year. So thanks for listening, if you're listening. And we'll see you next year. And it'll be crazy. See, because it's like funny.
Yeah. I'll see you next year.
I won't take a shower until next year.
That's right now is actually a really funny time to say that. With like
only one more shower this year.
Yeah, this is like right in the middle where it's really funny because it's not true.
It's not close to
it's
the
not
new year.
Close enough to be like funny, like stupid like that. But it's also not far enough to be like ironic, because there actually are probably some people that will only shower. There's probably one, at least a couple people
it's
that.
It's the 11th, bro.
That's 20 days. You get. I mean, there probably are some people.
Like, I guess. I don't want to see them. I don't want to be near
them. The computer science department. Sorry. I don't know why that's a stereotype, but it is.
It is.
At UMD.
Yeah. But anyway... We'll see you next year.
Anyway, guys.
And thanks so much for listening. And this has been Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park. Oh, I got to do the log. That just reminded me.
Oh.
And to wrap up... Wait, Loki, I'm going to switch the order of
these.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Next up, to wrap up for the year, we're going to do Any Major Dude Will Tell You by Steely Dan. And then I'll See You in My Mind by Greg Freeman, which I feel like is
nice.
A good like send off song. Yeah. And I actually specifically wanted this one because it says, "See you in the springtime." And that's when we'll see you. Well, the spring
semester.
It'll be very cold
that's a good,
still.
Nice touch,
but
Kate.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys. Love you guys for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No. Tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Have you ever seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude. To do.
when the demon is at your door. In the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Sponsor.